This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, gearing up and continuing to move towards Texans, Chiefs. It is going to be at Arrowhead Field, the GEHA Stadium. I think that's how they do it out there in Kansas City. And as we like to do, we go behind enemy lines, get a feel for what that other team is bringing. And no voice would be better to talk about talk on this conversation than your former co-host, John Lopez. He's the host of First Things First on FS1 and the host of the podcast What's Right with Nick Wright. His name is Nick Wright. Nick, what's happening, man?
What's up, everybody? Thanks for having me back on. How are you guys? Johnny, great to hear from you as always, my dear friend.
Absolutely, man. Hey, you know, I'm going to start here because I saw you posting about what's, you know, the YouTube post, the podcast you're going to have here or had already. What you said it's on the brink of what with the Chiefs right now?
Well, I mean, missing the playoffs. I mean, you know, the team that has played in 7 consecutive conference finals and has made 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls, including 3 straight, if they lose Sunday, even if they win out the rest of the way, they're not even a coin flip to make the playoffs.
Well, what what I was thinking is like on the brink of maybe making some significant changes, decisions with the makeup of this squad.
No, I mean I don't know what you would change. No, they have the best quarterback ever to live. They have one of the 3 or 4 best coaches ever to live, and they're, you know, would missing the playoffs make them take a hard look at some of the, you know, the parts of the staff, maybe? Like, you know, you got to answer some hard questions if you have a team that can win the Super Bowl and you miss the postseason. But no, I don't think that there would be any seismic or systemic changes. I also think that, listen, there has only been one team in the history of the league to have a run anything close to that. It was the Patriots, and theirs was 8 years. This is 7. And so that for everyone else, you know, like it has caught up to the Lions after 2 years of doing nothing. Mm-hmm. It seems to have caught up to the Ravens after 5 years of, you know, not really doing much. And I'm not even certain if it's full on caught up to the Chiefs or it's, you know, a little bit of bad luck, bad timing, some misplays, and that's how you end up 6-6. But if they lose Sunday, the season is mostly over. Yes, they could, you know, theoretically make the playoffs at 10-7. But first of all, it'd be hard to believe they're going to get to 10-7 if you lose a gotta-have-it game to the Broncos, Cowboys, and Texans all within the span of a month. And 10-7 there's a lot of scenarios 10-7 doesn't get them in because they wouldn't have the tiebreaker with Houston, for example. They don't have the tiebreaker with Jacksonville. They don't have the tiebreaker right now with the Chargers. Like, those are all really problematic things.
We're talking to Nick right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And you mentioned one of the things I really wanted to get to, because all the underlying or many of the underlying metrics would point to this Kansas City Chiefs team being largely the same as last year, just being deeply unlucky. Like you, and you kind of talked about that. What to your eye has factored in that's made them, you know, less likely to finish the job this year than they had last year?
Yeah, listen, the underlying metrics don't say they're as good as last year's team. They say they are far better than last year's team, which is why, in large part, I think the allegedly smart football metrics are not that smart. I think that there is more of a science to knowing how to win football games and executing in key spots than the metrics allow for. Like, last year's Chiefs team was considered lucky and not quite that good. They were 17-1 in games Patrick Mahomes started heading into that Super Bowl, and it was not just good fortune and good bounces. This year's Chiefs team does have gaudy metrics, but the fact of the matter is this, that they simply cannot get off the field on third and long, and that has cost them three games already this year. There have been three times this season they trailed entering the fourth quarter. Patrick led a comeback and took the lead, and they lost the game anyway. Over the last 3 years prior to this one, the Chiefs were first, second, or third when they blitzed at stopping the opponent, sacking the opponent, or pressuring the opponent. First, second, or third in the NFL over that three-year stretch. This year, in those three categories when they blitzed, they are either second to last or third to last in all three categories. Over the last 3 years, they were third in the NFL on getting off the field on third and long. This year, they're the second worst in the NFL on getting off the field on third and long. You add that to what was the first 6 weeks of the season, a very injured or suspended receiving core, and that's how you get here. So, like, that's what's happened. And now we enter this Texans game where the left tackle got his wrist broken by a teammate on a fluke play during the Cowboys game on Sunday. The right tackle has a hurt tricep, and the right guard has a hurt ankle. The left tackle is definitively out. We'll see on Trey Smith, the guard, and Juwan Taylor, the right tackle. But if there is not a single team in the league, The Texans would be my last draft pick of teams to play if I'm going to be missing both tackles.
Yeah.
And so injuries happen in the NFL. That's why you want a margin of error, but the Chiefs don't have one.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because you talked about third and long and not getting off the field. You know, to the Chiefs, you know, the check mark to the Chiefs is the Texans are not really great on third and long. And so clearly, you know, it comes down to the matchup. You mentioned the matchup with the Texans defense. The matchup with the Chiefs defense versus the Texans offense has got to be the biggest thing on first and second down.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, I think that it will be very disappointing if the Chiefs defense can't find a way to really impact this game. I told you all those, you know, jarring and surprising stats. They have the sixth fewest sacks in football, the fourth fewest forced turnovers. But this Texans offense has been, I think, mediocre would be kind for the last 2 years. And, you know, obviously these two teams played late last season and then in the playoffs, and the Texans offense was unable to do anything of substance in those games. So I know right now I sound maybe fatalistic about the Chiefs. Everything I said stands, and what's also true is this. If they beat the Texans and then next week go beat the Chargers, I'll probably believe they're going to win the AFC. Because the AFC is that wide open. They're the only team, you know, the Ravens are a mess. The Bills are the team that you worry about, but the Bills, you know, in the playoffs have never beaten the Chiefs. and everyone else has a young or unproven quarterback. The Texans are scary, but if the Chiefs beat the Texans, it becomes very difficult to see how the Texans are making the playoffs because the Chiefs would have that tiebreaker against them. So I've never seen a conference like the AFC this year where it feels to me, John, like you could credibly make the case for 8 teams that could win the conference this late in the season.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. And so if the Chiefs get in, then I think they will by definition be red hot because they will have either just won 5 straight or 4 out of 5. But getting in is going to be hard. And the Chiefs injury report this week is what to watch for, because if they are starting Wanya Morris at left tackle, then Will Anderson Patrick is going to have his work cut out for him in the game. I'll say that.
Yeah, we're talking to Nick right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. He'll have his work cut out, but he's been absolutely phenomenal, especially even more so than usual when he extends these plays. Like, I know that our listenership will roll our eyes, but I kind of wanted to give you an opportunity to just how good has Patrick Mahomes been this year? Because I don't know whether it's fatigue that's gotten us to this place or just because, you know, we're out here looking at Drake May or whatever, but it feels like he's not been as much a conversation point.
Well, listen, people, yeah. And I mean, when you're 6-6, that happens. I get that. But 57 million people watched him on Thanksgiving, and we're kind of reminded, oh, yeah, this guy's the greatest to ever do it. And the fact that we are – I think it's fair to even say very good year. I do not think he's not having a better year than Stafford. He's not having a better year than Drake May. And one could argue he's not having a better year than Dak Prescott. That's all fine. That individual, who's having the best season is a different conversation than who is the best quarterback. And deep down, everybody knows who the best quarterback in the NFL is. And I understand that, Josh Allen is phenomenal, and Josh Allen is allowed to have outwardly just really bad games, the types of which Patrick almost never has, and we forget about it, and then he has a 6-touchdown game, and he's the most unique quarterback to ever play the position. I get that. It feels like people are finally, breaking their fever of Lamar Jackson, in part because of his play the last month. And listen, Burrow's amazing, but Burrow's health has been a concern. Those have been, along with Patrick, the 4 best quarterbacks in football for the last half decade. Stafford is making a late charge, and obviously Drake May has been great, but there is the only reason right now anyone is afraid of this Chiefs team right now is because of Patrick, because they don't run the ball well. The offensive line is injured, and I told you the problems with the defense. Now, they have a history of figuring those things out and playing their best ball in the playoffs, but playing your best ball in the playoffs doesn't matter if you miss the playoffs, and that's what they're staring at if they lose to you guys on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, we've called it sort of a statement win if the Texans can get it. You're talking Definitely. About them in the playoffs. I wanted to get the perspective on what you're seeing. You've been here. You've seen this team. I think this is the best defense I've ever seen from the Texans.
Oh, with respect to J.J. Watt, I don't even think it's a question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is watching this team week in, week out, where it almost feels like it does not matter what the offense does. The defense is going to consistently put them in position. You're going to see the cut to D'Amico doing that, like, two-arm down flex on the sideline, fired up. I mean, it's been awesome to watch. D'Amico is, wildly likable. Danelle Hunter is probably one of the more historically underrated guys. It's like, wait, this guy's got, 112 sacks?
Mm-hmm.
He's just been consistently, somewhere better than very good and not quite excellent for a decade in the NFL. Will Anderson's been great. And then, honestly, if CJ, I don't know. I can't assign why C.J. Stroud has looked nothing like rookie C.J. Stroud since his rookie year. But if he can recapture that during the stretch run here, you guys are super dangerous. Like, I think the Colts are about to full-on fall apart. I think it's already started. The Jags deserve credit for being 8-4, and they have a few great wins this year, including over the Chargers, the win over the Chiefs. But Trevor's been, and he's my guy, but he's been so shaky. They feel, and they're pretty injured on their skill position guys, that they are, you know, untrustworthy as well. You guys could be as dangerous as anyone if you can just get B, not even B plus, just B quarterback play. And I just right now don't know if I trust this Texans offense and CJ Stroud to do that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we're looking to see in this game to some degree. And one of the things that you mentioned a little bit, but I kind of want to circle back to is the Chiefs defensive line has not been great about forcing the issue on opposing quarterbacks. And the place that I'm looking at, I know Karloftis is not carrying the weight that he probably should, but Chris Jones has been oddly silent except for a few flashes. What have you seen from him and what do you expect from him in this game?
So listen, Karloftis needs to be way better. They gave him the contract this offseason. He's done mostly nothing all year. It's been one of the bigger disappointments on the team is his play this year. With Chris, it's going to sound like an excuse. I don't mean it to be. I am going to cut Chris Jones some slack in this regard. He is on the other side of 30, and he has played basically seven straight 20-game seasons. And I have been while being double-teamed almost every snap of those 20 games, I have been of the belief that Chris has been, you know, last year and then this year, has been essentially, what's the word? Kind of, you know, making sure he has gas in the tank for the stretch run, which I think is smart. I think if you're an older player that's consistently playing, you know, these extra games, making sure that you can be playing your best ball at the end of the year has been a good strategy. The problem right now is, A, no one else is picking up the slack. B, the stretch run has already started. And C, his, you know, the best of Chris Jones is not quite as good in 2025 as it was in 2022, which is reasonable and to be expected. But an old Bill James quote is, you know, bad teams, I don't think the Chiefs are a bad team, but bad teams have a terrible habit of blaming their best players for their biggest problems. If I were to list problems with the Chiefs' defense, Chris Jones would not be one of the first 10 I listed. With that said, he's the highest paid, and he needs to make an impact. And one would hope against the Texans' interior offensive line, he can make that type of impact.
Well, you know, Nick, you know how I feel about you, and I do want to mention this because I thought it was funny. You know, I always pick my spots to text you because I know you're obviously incredibly busy and got a lot of irons in the coals, so to speak. So maybe birthday, maybe, you know, a grandkid talk or something like that. But you texted me, and it just warmed my heart, a picture of you on a boat with a pile of fish, including mahi. And I'm like, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished with Nick.
Great. It was unbelievable. So I won. Hank Azaria, who does the voice of a bunch of Simpsons characters, great comedian, great actor. People, if you don't know the name, like you'd know if you saw him. He and I are pals, and he and I play cards together. And he has a couple different charity poker tournaments a year. And the one last year I played in, and I won. And first prize was like 5 days in a suite at Baja Mar with some stuff included. And so I went down there, but my wife and daughter, it was for 5 days there. I was there for a day and a half because I didn't have the time off from work. And then my wife and daughter were there for the rest of the time. So the day I was there by myself, I was like, I'm just going to go deep sea fishing. I'm going to pay for I'm gonna pay for like the boat as if I'm taking my whole family. So it's just like the crew and me. But I'm just gonna be the only person that shows up. So I went and they're like, where's the rest of your people? I'm like, it's just me, fellas. Let's go. And caught all those damn fish. It was great. I loved it.
That's even more impressive. That's what I would do.
You can't see it right now. Your former co-host is beaming.
Beaming.
just beaming, grinning ear to ear.
I can only imagine. Absolutely. It's great to talk to you guys.
Nick, man, we appreciate your time. And I'm just learning today that your former co-host, did not take to when you tried to get him to watch The Wire. So I'll pick up the duty and try and get him to appreciate it here soon.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. It's great talking to you guys.
Have a good one, Nick. Man. There he goes. Nick Wright, host of First Things First on FS1 and What's Right with Nick Wright. It doesn't sound like he believes this will be a scrimmage by any means this time.
Not this time.
There you go. All right.
Not this time.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. We'll do that on Sports Radio 610.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so this is getting kind of interesting here for me. Yesterday we heard from Tyrann Mathieu, right?
We did.
Right.
And he was on with Kay Adams.
On with Kay Adams. And talking about maybe coming to the Texans, right?
Yeah.
You know what happened today?
I do not.
Justin Simmons was on with Kay Adams.
Okay.
And this happened.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I think it would be game-changing to play for D'Amico. I've heard nothing but great things. I've talked to Kareem all the time, Kareem Jackson. Obviously, his last legit year of playing, I know he was on Buffalo's practice squad a year ago, but before that, he was with Houston, and he was just like, man, you would love it there. The way that D'Amico has things going, the defense is flying around. It's simple. You can play fast. That would be a dream, right, to be able to go play with Houston. Right now, there's not much talk, but that could change now that they're back in the mix and hoping to make a run. So we'll see.
All right, I'm all in. And by the way, he said,
which one would you rather
Justin
have?
Justin Simmons.
Okay.
How about you?
Probably Justin Simmons.
Well, let's make it a clean sweep.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hell, we wanted him before.
And by the way, he said there's not much talk. He didn't say there's no talk.
And I think I immediately went to thinking about D'Amico when he was asked, like, mm-hmm. hey, you know, because they are thin at defensive back. It's seven total defensive backs that they have on this roster right mm-hmm. now, I believe. Shout out to Miles Bryant, and he's still going to have to go hold it down even if you bring Justin Simmons in. Like, there's a level of finding out, getting him up to speed and everything. However, I would love the option. Because, again, D'Amico was asked, like, hey, do you think that you know, are just going to go with what you got in-house? He's like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, it almost was
the type of response
thinking about it.
You know, hey, there's stuff in the back pocket, but we're not ready to talk about it. So, yeah, no, sign me.
4-time All Pro.
Honestly, and I have not consulted the money ramifications of any of this and how you make that happen, but that feels like that's easy to do. Just get them in. If it doesn't work, you don't like.
I'm all in.
It's not anything else than you've been right now. They feel comfortable running Miles Bryant out there if they need to or whatever. Bring in Justin Simmons, man. Do it. Do it now.
Yeah, I'm down with it too, man.
The other thing is D'Amico Ryans is a magnet. Like everybody wants to be, you know, a part of what he's doing. It's crazy.
I mean, he's that type of coach. Yeah. Right? Like he's absolutely that type of coach. He's that type of guy where he you know, covers his players. And look, everybody want to be somewhere where they winning.
Yeah.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to admit, I have absolutely no bleeping idea
about what
Dwayne Wade means with this. I've literally,
oh, I love this.
I've held this for a number of days. Mm-hmm. In fact, I saw this on a tweet from November 25th. I didn't see it that day. I saw it a few days after, but at least a week. This has just been on my dock, and I just keep looking at it like, what does the mean? when I ask you, or when I say, what does that mean? I'm referring to this Dwayne Wade weighing in on the basketball greatest of all time debate, which we all roll our eyes.
This in real time,
this and is I was so like, funny. There's a lot of answers, and there's a lot of reasons for people having that answer. I just don't get this quote. Michael Jordan is the greatest player I've ever watched. LeBron James is the greatest player I've ever seen. What does that mean?
That's when you do the cartoon. What?
I thought that was the perfect explanation for it.
What?
Hey, man, I ain't trying to get into these arguments back and forth.
Oh, you think he was just being evasive?
Yes, 100%.
See, I think
LeBron is this guy, and he's not stupid. He know Michael Jordan is one of the greatest. So I ain't going to get y'all an answer.
What's the functional difference between watching and seeing in this moment?
He's the greatest I've watched, and he's the greatest I've seen.
This is called sitting on the fence.
But this is sitting on the fence in kind of a fantastic way, because there's other ways where you could try and split the baby, right? Yeah. Like, you know, LeBron is the greatest that I've seen at this thing, and Michael has been great at something else, right? Or like, this is the biggest superstar I've ever seen, but he's the greatest player. He didn't even do that. He was just like, Greatest I've watched and greatest I've seen. Hey, what does that mean? You figure
but
it
see,
out.
But see, we heard those conversations all the time. So many people say, oh, yeah, LeBron is the greatest forward type of player. And Jordan was the greatest at this. Nah, man. He's the greatest I ever saw and the greatest I ever seen.
See, I think he – you could be right. Nobody knows.
He's a smart guy. I know what he's doing.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I think this was him trying to tell people to – send this. Let me tell you how deep, you know, my basketball analysis really is. This goes beyond anything you know. There's a difference between watched and seen. No, there's not.
And now that you guys have talked about it, I kind of love it. I still don't understand what it means, but it's beautiful work. Just throw some stuff at him to confuse him and walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody's pulling Dwayne Wade's card right now.
What?
Everybody's just like, still thinking about what? And by the time they're like, they think to say, wait, what do you mean? He's gone. I'm gone.
Yeah. Gone.
I've left.
That's because them two, that's the argument you don't want to have, man, mm-hmm. because it ain't no right. And you ain't going to get anybody off of their stance.
Yeah.
So I love that answer from him, man. I love it.
And I love you on the text line trying to make it make sense because I don't think it can, and I'm pretty sure that's the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we talked about, we talked about it yesterday about Deshaun Watson, the open open window of practice mm-hmm. is now here,
mm-hmm.
and the Browns tweeted it and all this other stuff. They show video of him, I guess, passing in practice and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got to confess, man, I think he going to play this year.
You do?
Some way, somehow, I think he going to take a snap.
I don't think so, but I'm not gonna say you're wrong.
They rolling him out there, man. It seemed like to me, I felt like if they really didn't want him around the team,
mm-hmm.
I felt like they will probably be like, you know what, just you know, don't worry about this. But he out there
we'll
in
keep
the drill
you on
line.
This inactive, whatever.
He out there in the drill line.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know the situation,
yeah,
you would be like, damn, he gearing up to play.
There's the quarterback.
I think some way. I mean, even if it's a snap.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to play somehow. And to kind of get a little messier, I kind of want him to start maybe two games just so they could get a tease of, oh, maybe we have something
here.
Oh,
God.
Is that not like the
– That will mess everything up.
Yeah, that feels like setting yourself up for the okey-doke because I'm trying to think back. And let me preface this by saying I do recall that it was very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Was it worse than – Dylan Gabriel and like the I early don't think forces it, of Shedeur Sanders?
I don't think it was that bad.
Yeah.
Because it was a couple games because even I think I can remember one game against the Ravens. Deshaun Watson actually had a pretty okay game where I'm like, okay. But fortunately, he ended up getting hurt. I think he hurt his shoulder or something mm-hmm. like that. But he wasn't worth the money, of course.
Yeah. Correct.
But I feel like if he played two games and looked decent,
man,
that's going to throw everything off, man. People are going to be confused. You probably going to have some people say, oh, see, give him a chance.
I feel so bad for Browns fans.
Yeah.
Because of that.
That's going to mess everything
up. They're going to get sucked back in.
Yep.
They're going to.
Well, yeah. Should we draft
a quarterback?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's an organizational thing. And if you end up in a place where you decide to bring back Deshaun Watson to try and play quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know how that goes well for you, especially because it feels like the organization had long decided we are just going to ride this out till we can get off the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think it's more of a contractual obligation thing, but I'm not going to say you're wrong. I mean, could happen.
Yeah.
Could happen.
And the quarterbacks on that squad right now are not good.
They aren't.
Yeah.
They aren't.
And I think if they had the choice, if this would have happened earlier and Deshaun was healthy, he will probably be the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Just like throw the money out and all that stuff, he will probably be the better quarterback on that team.
Dang.
And that's not saying a lot.
That's not.
Ooh. I do not envy that situation.
Messy.
Not one bit. But there you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I did say in this hour we were going to give away a pair of tickets, and I try to be a man of my word, so let's do that right now. Caller number 10. We'll win a pair of tickets to the Houston Hoops Showdown, which features your University of Houston Cougars basketball team facing off against Florida State. That is December 6th. That is this Saturday at Toyota Center. Tickets are courtesy of the Toyota Center, and Toyota Center is excited to host this showdown. Neutral site game clearly between Florida State and Houston, but you can make it a home game for the Cougs by going and buying those tickets or just winning them right now by being call number 10 to 713-572 for 6'10". Excited for that game.
Yeah, go see Percy Miller's son out there.
That's right. You got right. Mercy Miller.
The one thing I forgot to bring up too, man.
When they played Syracuse?
Yeah. It was Percy Miller's son versus Carmelo Anthony's son.
Mm-hmm. I bet New York was losing their minds.
Oh, 100%. It was, New York versus New Orleans.
Yeah. But you don't have that matchup, but you will see your University of Houston Cougars. Call number 10, 713-572-4610. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a Thursday. Let's do our staple. Are you buying or selling what these various people in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. We do it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. John, does it smell lemony fresh in here?
It does smell lemony fresh in
it's
here.
It's not lemon. I just had
you're
an
eating
orange.
That orange.
That's right.
Smell like furniture polish.
It sure does. Sure feels like I pledged in here, but that means that I have my vitamin C and I am adequately ready for one of my favorite segments of every week. A little buy or sell. Are you buying what these folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. Play along if you so choose. John Lopez, what we got?
Man, we got a full docket here of buy or sell. Let's go back to Monday. Monday post-game, D'Amico Ryans obviously rehashing the big win and talking about the feel for some of the things at the end of the first half, et cetera. D'Amico Ryans said, quote, "I'm always aggressive."
Sell. It's objective.
That was
false.
Quick.
It's objectively false.
At this point, why are you lying, man? That's right. You over here capping.
I'm always aggressive.
Mr. Cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you could take, I guess he is a cap in a different way here, huh? It takes me back to my mind immediately thinks Cat Williams in one of his specials.
Yeah.
He goes, "Do you know that I can see you?" And that's what it feels like. Hey, D'Amico, we can see you. Yeah, we can pull up.
We know what happens on the
various
field.
Various different numbers. Now, I will say, he has an aggression in the way that he has, plays defense and,
Yeah, but
that,
the question's about.
But exactly.
Yeah, going for it, not going for it.
No. Clearly it's a sell.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm selling that.
I'm selling that. That was a layup.
What I found interesting, though, is the clear desire to be somebody who's aggressive. I don't know if he was being tongue-in-cheek in that moment. It didn't strike me as such.
Mm-hmm.
But, if we are to take him at face value there, is he trying to be aggressive in the way that he does this? Is that what's...
If he is, it ain't taken.
You know? That was the thing that I was wait, is this your attempt to be aggressive? Yeah. I'm very interested or confused as to how that comes about.
Yeah. I'm with you. Are you buying or selling this? Lane Kiffin made a little news this week.
Did he?
A word.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, is it that juice is coming with him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, he did. I don't know if I'm believing that. Yeah, I got to see it to believe it.
We are living in an era where every
is the dog his or not?
Every Twitter account, whenever they tweeted anything, I'm like, I don't know if any of this is
real.
Yeah.
Nothing is inherently real at any given point because the Juice Kiffin account started being I'm looking forward to going to Baton Rouge. And I was like, what happened? I thought Juice got left.
That's right. He was looking for you in Oxford. There's several I could have gone with. I'm going to go with this one. At his press conference, he said, quote, "I'm telling you right now, I don't know what my contract is here."
So, hold on.
He did go on to say, by the way, "Don't tell me the numbers. I want to make a decision that has nothing to do with numbers." But the first part, "I'm telling you right now, I don't know what my contract is here at LSU."
I want to sell this.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Kiffin has been somebody who is, maybe this is why you sell it. Lane Kiffin has chased the prestige again. And I don't know if it's about money, right? He's been in those jobs early on. And since he, fell off at Tennessee, he's been kind of building his way back up to this prestige level. And I don't even know if it's about the money. It's finding his way back to this level of prestige. I could easily see it to where is it Jimmy Sexton that's his agent?
Jimmy Sexton's every coach's agent.
And that's an issue in and of itself, but not my problem. But I do wonder if he was just like, "Hey Jimmy, work out the details. You know how to get the money and get what's best. I know that you'll handle that. I'm trying to find the right prestige spot for myself." So I could actually probably, I'm doing the thing that I like doing, which is trying to be different. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy it. I think that Lane Kiffin is telling the truth. And that he doesn't actually know what his contract details are.
I'm actually buying this too.
Whoa!
I feel like Lane Kiffin, and I think y'all might have talked about it early on about how he probably don't necessarily need the most money. Mm-hmm. He might not be money chasing, just situational type deal.
Yeah.
I could see him saying, hey, just make sure I get a private jet every time for my family. Mm-hmm. Get me a house over here. He probably named some couple item things that he wants. But as far as the money part, he probably like, do your thing.
Believe it or not, I'm buying it too.
Hey!
Clean sweep.
What?
Here's the thing. Being different.
Here's the thing.
I thought I was being different. Yeah.
Lane Kiffin told a lot of lies this week. A lot of lies.
Name one.
I'll give you one.
Okay.
Right here.
You ain't got to do it. You ain't got to.
Quote, there was no possible way to do this, in my opinion, any better than we did it. That's
all right,
one.
Dog. If you say so.
He told a lot of lies. I think he knew. He knew I was going to get $90 million or $100 million if I stayed or if I went.
I thought you were fantastic the first time, honestly. Yeah.
I was thinking of should I stay or should I go?
No, it landed with me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Anyway, he knew I'm gonna get a big, big bag of money. I don't think he really knew exactly what it was.
I hope they handed it to him in that, like,
a
just
big
the,
bag,
the cartoon, and it's just a big sack.
Has the dollar sign on the outside?
No, it literally has written on it, "Bag O Money."
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I actually buy that. All right, so this one, I think it was making the rounds yesterday or the day before. I'm very interested in y'all's opinion on this, and certainly our listeners. Travis Kelce. He said that in a 2.5-year relationship.
I'm glad you brought this up. I was going to bring this up on the back end if you didn't.
He said that in a 2.5-year relationship with Taylor Swift, they have never argued.
I want to make it clear. Either way, this is a bad thing. I'm buying this, and I think this is a terrible thing. Like, I think that they might have the relationship where, you know, they tiptoe around each other, mm-hmm. and that's probably not a good thing for old. But I could see him being in that space where they don't argue. I could see him being the dude that's just mm-hmm. like, whatever you say, babe, whatever you got. Oh, no, you're right. I really should have left the CEO. You know what? Yeah, you're right, baby.
I'm kind of buying this too, and this is why I'm buying it. I feel like they probably haven't spent a lot of time together like a normal couple would, because he's on the road all the time during the season. She was doing mm-hmm. whatever tour she was doing, the Eras tour and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. This kind of remind me of back in 2019 when couples was together. Then 2020 hit. Now they stuck in the house together.
Yes.
And a lot of breakups happened during the pandemic. So I think they probably didn't have an argument yet. But once he retire and he's around more and more and more and they together more and more and more, then I think you'll see the real the arguments.
Y'all are a couple of saps. Y'all are just a couple of poor saps. No way, no how, a 2.5-year relationship, no matter how much in love you are with each other, planning weddings, engaged, the whole nine yards, no way in hell you haven't had an argument.
Well, it might not be an argument. It might be a discussion, John Lopez. Maybe they're just a
you
mature
call it discussion.
Maybe they're just a mature couple, John Lopez.
You call
think
it
about
just
that.
A debate.
Think about the first 2.5 years in your relationship. You, Figgy, and anybody listening, absolutely head over heels, just giddy, just smitten, as people like to say. You still had arguments.
No, I agree with that. I agree, but you got to look at these two though, like Taylor, who was always on tour.
Yeah.
Travis, always on the road, like playing in football mode, that type of thing. They haven't spent that much time together like that.
They spend more time than you think. He travels with them. And by the way,
you got to wait till they retire.
I know
we've seen a lot of people that retire and then, you know, now they're at home with the wife.
They didn't realize they didn't know each other.
Yeah. Now,
like, who is this person?
Yeah. Now they unretiring so
saps.
They can get out the house.
Saps. Y'all are saps. By the way, not that it's the same context, obviously the football field. Travis Kelce, he snaps at the snap of a finger. He's slapping teammates. He's bumping his head coach. He's yelling at officials. He's yelled at Patrick Mahomes on the field. This guy, he's probably said, you do the dishes. You know,
You don't want to be in a song. What's wrong with you?
Well, that's true.
I also saw someone like quote tweet a tweet that was saying this with pictures of them seemingly like having dinner somewhere. And it looked like Taylor had raised her voice. I can't tell you. It's a still.
Oh, the one at the outdoor cafe.
Yeah, it's a still from far away. You can't tell if anybody's arguing that. Maybe she's just real impassioned talking about something. No,
she was talking about her fantasy team. Okay. She was mad because somebody.
That dang Younghoe Koo.
Who was that?
Younghoe Koo.
He missed the kick.
He missed that. He hit the big ball. All right. I got a couple I want to get to here. Hopefully we'll have the time. Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor. You're familiar with his work.
I am familiar with his work.
On Texas A&M offensive coordinator Colin Klein being tabbed as the new Wildcats head coach. Quote, "I'm not even sure if I still have his number. I guess I need to find that out at some point."
I mean, it's a sell, but clearly he's doing the thing. He's doing the wink, wink thing, except this feels like he ain't done it in a little while. You know your friend that's not actually funny, but the first time he tries to be funny, you're like, hey, I get what you're doing, and I'll laugh for you in a pity sake, but come on, reel that back in. That's what happened.
He's already probably got a contract.
Yeah, I'm selling that too, man.
Yeah, no doubt I'm selling as well. Chris Fowler from ESPN. Tell me if you're buying or selling this. He was asked... Man, I always forget to get the source of this, but he was asked on a podcast about ESPN influencing the college football playoff committee based on the big brands. Quote, "Viewers think that ESPN's pulling the strings. We want the biggest brands. I promise you, ESPN plays no part in that."
He was on Dan Patrick's show, by the way.
That's what it was, Dan Patrick.
Yeah. Sell like crazy. ESPN has been like the biggest thumb on the scale when it comes to the way that
all sports works.
Everything.
Well, for everything, but particularly college football for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And look, maybe you could call me a conspiracy theorist. Go ahead and do that. There has been in myriad ways. In fact, we don't have time to get into the various different ways. I don't know exactly how overt, but if we're talking about the clandestine, I am certain that there are many ways that ESPN has done this, from boardrooms to, I don't know if it'll go to like on-air content.
Right.
No, there's a ton of ways in which ESPN has managed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm selling it too.
I'm selling it as well. Reggie said it the best way. One more quickie here. Doc Rivers on Giannis being the trade rumors about Giannis Antetokounmpo. I know you say it differently.
I was going to say it. People quote, know who you're talking about.
Quote, "Giannis has never asked to be traded ever. I can't make that more clear."
I buy that.
Really?
100%. All the conversations that have happened.
Oh, yeah, the semantics.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all the conversations that have happened have been like him, you know, he could think about
and
doing
agents
this.
And
I think Giannis very much wants to be beloved there, and he should, and he is. I think this is a lot like Damian Lillard, where he's like, I'm true to this. I don't want to run from the grind, and I want to be here. So when... I feel like when he does actually ask out, it's going to have to be real. Like, he can't do the thing where I'm asking out just to get something done.
Sure.
He can kind of hint at it and maybe make moves like, hey, I need you to do more here. I don't think he's ever asked out for real, but we were probably closer than we've ever been, even with him sustaining the injury that's going to keep him out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm kind of buying that too. I don't think he went to the front office and said, hey, trade me or whatever like that. But I do think he's talking to his team, and they trying to figure out the best way to get him out there and all that.
Yeah, because of what Reggie said, I can see the agents are talking, you know, maybe talking to reporters, and he wants out, but literally going to Doc Rivers or management saying, I want out. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's a little buy or sell. We love doing that here in the loop. Coming up next, let's get back to the Texans. Do you like that your head coach has this perspective on the upcoming game? 713-572-4610. I'll tell you what the perspective is next.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.